Well, we tried smoke signals, we tried pigeons, we tried two tin cans and a piece of string. Just didn't work yesterday. The problem we had was we were locked out from the outside world. So we rely on emails and photos and, you know, Twitter, Facebook, we rely on everything these days.
So as a primary producer, what did it mean for you in a practical sense?
Well, so a simple example was that I was waiting for a simple label, a GIF image, by email from down Brisbane, and I just couldn't get it. So if I didn't get it today, I couldn't send fruit today. That's the big deal.
So no label, no sale.
That's correct. Has to go to Woolworths, and it couldn't go. So, yeah. And we also, the biggest thing in the rural, on the rural land is that the 000 was compromised, and that's critical as well.
What about the rain, Marcello? Coming as it did right at the tail end of the mango season, was that a bad time for you?
Too late. It's already cost me an extra $15,000 in electricity and water bills, so it was just, yeah, too late, unfortunately.
And what about in terms of getting them off the trees and to market? Has that created any extra logistical issues for you?
We got most of it off, but some of the KP mangoes were held at Tully, at Ingham, and I think they're in the middle of Queensland somewhere, still travelling there after a few days, unfortunately. And if Brisbane gets flooded, Rockaway gets flooded, yeah, it's another issue as well. But we had a gust of 50 k's an hour yesterday night, and it's currently 22 degrees, only 1.4 mils of rain today.
What's the outlook? Your observations telling you anything about the next 24 hours?
Hot, humid, and hopefully thunderstorms.
So more of the same, basically.
More of the same, yes, yes.